This podcast is brought to you by CCMS.
Hi, my name is Priscilla, and welcome to my very first podcast. I will be summarizing and discussing shows that I have watched during the quarantine, and the show that I chose for today's podcast is the Netflix series called Explained. I chose one episode to talk about because while I was watching it, this one really caught my eye and I learned something new from it, and I feel that everybody should, you know, have an idea of this and should learn from it. And the title is Why Women Are Paid Less. The description of the episode is Hillary Clinton and Anna Marie Slaughter discuss the cultural norms at the center of the worldwide gender pay gap, including the motherhood penalty. I'm going to be summarizing this 20-minute episode into 5 or more minutes. And instead of it being narrated by Rachel McAdams, it's going to be narrated by me. So let's start. The pay gap between men and women is going to look different from where you measure it or from where you see it. Right now in America, a woman is getting paid 81 cents for a dollar a man makes. In Poland, they're getting paid 91 cents for a dollar a man makes. In South Korea, a woman's getting paid 65 cents for a dollar a man makes. And when you hear the term gender pay gap, you could also hear another term, equal pay for equal work. And what this makes you think is that women are getting paid less just because they're women. And many studies from different countries show that discrimination is only a part of it. So if discrimination is only a part of it, what's the other part of why women are getting paid so much less than men all around the world? The story of the United States is similar to the story of many other countries, and that story was that women didn't work. Around the 1950s in America, many women, especially white women, didn't work, and if they did, the only professional roles that they were seen in were as teachers. This was because many people thought that careers like being a lawyer or doctor were only for men. The pay gap in the 1950s and the 1960s hovered around 60 cents to a dollar. The biggest cause of these pay gaps were the cultural norms and gender roles that society had on women, lower educational rates, and discrimination was perfectly legal. Until this all started to change, in just a couple of decades, women were starting to become the first woman in space or the first woman in Congress. Women were starting to outnumber men in the industry and were out-earning men in college degrees and educational degrees. As all these factors for the pay gap started to shrink, only one has remained, and that one is that women are the caretakers. Although women were breaking all these stereotypes, the expectations still remained. There are still many amount of people around the world who think that once you're a mom, you shouldn't work. And even if a mom does work full-time, she still spends more time than her male companion doing housework and childcare. This is the heart of the pay gap. In the show, they share a story that will better your understanding about the heart of the pay gap. Let's say a young couple starts at the same job, they have the same experience and the same level of education. You'll start to see the gap starts as they start to think about having children. It doesn't matter how many hours of childcare there is, a parent needs to be there. For example, when a child is sick or when the child needs a doctor's appointment, a parent is going to be there. The parent that is most likely to be there is going to be the mom. With all these appointments and occasions she had to attend, she has missed hours of work and probably had to turn down assignments or opportunities to be there. Her male partner, on the other hand, is more likely to be promoted and have a higher job while she is part-timing or is even working flexible hours. Now, this just shows that when women have children versus when men do, they start to fall behind, which causes this gap. The gender pay gap really is between women with children and everybody else. Women who aren't caretakers are 96% of every dollar a man makes. This is what some people call a motherhood penalty. Of course, many mothers wouldn't call this a penalty. They want to spend time with their children. But some women don't have the same choices. There are 3 times as many single moms as dads in the U.S. And growing up, most of us get the idea that a woman's a caretaker. This is why the gap is so hard to close, because the roots of this issue go deep into how we understand family. Even though this isn't the biggest reason why women are getting paid less, it's still a very important reason to know, because if we are educated on this, we could start to break all these stereotypes. If we break all these stereotypes, we could start to close this gap, because being a mom shouldn't be the reason why you're getting paid less. Now, this concludes the summary of the episode Why Women Are Paid Less in the Netflix series called Explained. Hopefully, you enjoyed it and you learned something new from it, but if not, it is okay. You should really check out the full episode because it goes into further detail and explains it way better than I probably have. But thank you for listening, and adios.